96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Tropical Storm Harvey continues to dump on the Texas Gulf Coast area, adding to the rising flood levels in Houston and other cities. Forecasters say a massive storm could hit the Texas coast once again later this week. Water rescues continue. Shelters are reporting overflow with people seeking relief. Well, tonight, we talked to the people there, and we're also sharing information about what you can do to help. My guests are Renee Banks. She's from Houston, and her house is underwater. Also, Doris Ellis, we spoke to her on yesterday, editor of the Houston Sun newspaper. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You're certainly welcome to follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Doris, thank you for joining us again. Renee, thank you for joining us as well.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Doris, let me first start with you. Give me an overview of where things are today. As we've reported, the Houston Police Department lost a police officer who was on his way to work. We have seen all kinds of rescues, and officials in Harris County and in Houston are reporting that the city is 30% underwater. What can you add to that information?
Well, I think those facts are what they are the facts. Mm-hmm. And I think the citizens and the local government, people are working very hard to stay calm, resolved, and supportive. But there are many needs ahead. And you know what I think I like best?
What's that?
If you can get something out of this, the children, whenever you interview them, they are so, so cheerful, and so that means that we must prepare for their future and engage in activities that can make a difference. Yesterday when I spoke to you, I discussed a little bit about putting together an account so that people can make contributions, and I spoke to the mayor's staff about how we can make that happen. And the lady said, Doris, just go on and do it. And so we're doing an account so that individuals who would like to contribute and to make sure that those dollars get to, first, African-American business owners who are impacted, secondly, the students at Texas Southern University and the Beta Psi organization, and then thirdly, families with children. And everybody can do something. And I thought from my newspaper house that my involvement with the Houston League of Business and Professional Women, we have established HLBPW Harvey Care. HLBPW Harvey Care.
Now, what does that mean?
Mail.com.
What does that mean?
The purpose of that is people are calling asking, what can I do? How
right.
can I give some resources without having to go through the Red Cross?
Uh-huh.
It's okay if you don't want to do that. We can do something different and make sure that we get those resources directed to the impacted people that you would like for them to be directed to.
Is it on the website for the Houston Sun?
We're putting it up there today. I have to get the board to approve it.
Certainly. So we should expect that to be on HoustonSun.com
by
tomorrow
or
later on this evening.
Yes.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. I want to get back to you in just a bit about what else is happening there, but I first of all want to thank, you know, Renee for agreeing to talk to us during this really difficult time. Renee, where are you right now, and are you by yourself? Do you have family with you? Kind of give me the lay of the land for your situation, please.
Well, right now I am north of Houston. I am just a little south of Conroe, Texas, and a little north of the Woodlands. And that's about 25 miles from my home in Spring, which is a suburb of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And to put it in proximity, if you think in terms of downtown D.C. And Bowie, Maryland, or Alexandria.
Okay.
That's about how far I reside from the center of downtown Houston.
So we're talking about maybe 20 miles or so.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? Did you evacuate, or are you?
I did self-evacuate. I knew that the storm was coming, and my husband and I discussed it and decided that the better thing for us to do would be to move out of our area. We had flooded before. You know, last year they had a tax day flood.
Mm-hmm.
In April 2016, and we flooded at that time, not severely, but we did receive water, and we're out of our home for about 3 or 4 days. And then I've been here during Ike as well as Rita.
I see. Okay.
But this time we felt that it was going to be a little bit more extensive, so to be proactive, you know, I made a hotel reservation. And thank goodness that I did, because right now there are no hotels available in the city. And there are approximately 10,000 people in shelters now. Actually, 17,000. The last report I heard, there were 17 residents of Metropolitan Houston in shelters, and there were still people that were being rescued.
Describe your home for me. I mean, I've seen these on television. Do you have a single level home, two stories.
Right, I have a single level home, almost 3,000 square foot. I live in a very, very nice neighborhood, and I live right next to a dry gully that is very scenic, and it's got trees along the borders of it, and it looks like a picture puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all well and good when times are good, but when water. I mean, when rain comes, that gully catches water. And then I live a couple blocks from a creek, Cypress Creek. So when there's extensive rain and the creek overflows and the gully overflows, we're right in the path.
How do you know that your house is underwater? Are we talking completely underwater?
I happen to know this time because I have a grandson that has volunteered
mm-hmm.
as a rescuer. And yesterday when he was out on the boat rescuing senior citizens and animals from an animal clinic, it was in our neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And he was able to get in close proximity of the house. And he gave me a call and let me know what the news was.
Mm-hmm.
And that he could see the top of the house, but that was pretty much it.
My goodness. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are taking a look at the tragedy that is the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. I have Renee Banks. She is from Houston. Her house is underwater. Also Doris Ellis. She is the editor of the Houston Sun newspaper. If you'd like to join this conversation, if you have any questions or comments, you can certainly give us a call again at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Doris, you've been working since before this tragedy happened, obviously. But what about
yes.
what about your home? What is your situation?
Well, I have water damage through the roof, and I have some water seepage from part of the, I guess, the northern side of the facility.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some blowing rain that has come in the front. But I'm okay. I'm okay. And
are you still in your home?
Yes.
You
yes.
are?
Mm-hmm. But I've experienced it, and we had to produce the paper with the other floods.
Right.
And so we just, you know, bought the generators and to be set up and be ready to go to cover our community. And that is what is required.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a call. Let me go to Lynn. Lynn is calling from Silver Spring, Maryland. Lynn, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I was really happy to hear the woman who is from the Houston Sun, excuse me.
Yes.
Kind of articulate that money being donated would go to businesses of color and families with children, because my biggest concern is, you know, lots of money and articles of clothing and all kinds of things poured into families in Louisiana when Katrina happened, and I felt like the money just wasn't deposited in our communities. And I'm a teacher, and I'm concerned about, you know, children getting access to books and things like that to kind of resume some normalcy at some point, and just getting families, especially children, things that they would need, and getting it in the right hands.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really glad to hear that. I know it's too early to tell, but to get that publicized would be really important in our communities. You know, we really need our organizations to really band together, our fraternities and sororities and our other organizations, to really try to push this, because it seems like our people are left out of, you know, assistance when it's provided.
Yeah. Well, Lynn, thank you.
And that is why we did it, ma'am, and thank you so much. When Katrina came through, I allowed our office to be the location for books to be shipped, and Bibles and things that meant something to the African-American community. And we distributed it. You know, we took it to the shelters, whatever was required. We went, and we not only covered, we carried something with us. And this year, the Houston League of Business and Professional Women partnering with the Houston Sun to make sure that kind of thing happened.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I wanted to also ask Renee, because I know we're going to lose you at 7:30, but we're going to pick you back up a little bit later in this conversation. Renee, what's your biggest concern right now?
Well, for myself and my family, mm-hmm. is housing beyond this. You know, the hotel, shelters, you know, those are all temporary. But it's making sure, or being hopeful that the community has the resources available and necessary to provide decent, adequate housing for all of the residents. You know, not just myself, because I'm fortunate that I have flood insurance. I've got homeowners insurance, but many people don't. And another major concern is going to be loss of wages for people
mm-hmm.
that are unable to go to work. I'm an HR professional, so I know the impact that that's going to have. Those people that don't have adequate lead banks that they can pull from, that will make sure that their wages are intact and that they can afford the things that are going to be necessary just to maintain daily living.
Yeah. You know, you make such an excellent point. I have some friends, I believe it's in Missouri City, Texas, mm-hmm. the Siena Plantation community. They're well to do. Yeah, they're well to do. Not concerned about them because they have deep pockets. But even as I hearken back to what happened with Hurricane Katrina, Doris, you know, I do have concerns about those that don't have deep pockets, like Renee said, that don't have the resources to move out of this. But even with that said, and I've got to take a quick break, but before I do, please answer this. Doris, how do you see this as different from what happened with Hurricane Katrina?
Well, you know, with each event, you learn something.
Uh-huh.
And I expect that the capacity and the caring capacity of our city under our mayor should make a difference. And I'm going to have to believe in him and push him as I need to do what he needs to do for the community. He speaks it, and it's my job as editor-reporter to ensure that he does what he says he's going to do and make sure those resources are available and people know that they're available. Even with the folk who have insurance, Renee, if you don't get that paper filled out by September 1, have less money.
Talk to me about that. What is that about? What does that mean? What does that mean, September 1st?
That means that the legislature passed a law that says insurance companies won't have to pay the full value of the claim.
Wow.
And that's a problem. And that goes into effect February 1. So if we don't get it done by Friday,
September 1st, I think is it.
You've got another argument, another stressful moment.
I need to take a break. We're going to talk to Renee later in the program. But Ray, you know, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm glad that you're safe. Also, we're going to continue this conversation with Doris. We have another guest on as well. If you have a question or comment, lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're going to talk to John in San Antonio in just a bit as well. So please stay with us. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a bit. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR, the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. More of that in just a few seconds.